Professor Del Frate, let's start with the first question. Let's start from basics. What is for you artificial intelligence? How can you define this?
So hello, everybody. Hello, Fulvio. Well, to shortly explain what artificial intelligence is, I often like to cite one of the fathers of the AI, Professor Niels John Nielsen. For him, artificial intelligence is that activity devoted to making machines intelligent. And intelligence is that quality that enables an entity to function appropriately and with foresight in its environment. So we can say that we provide to the machines and computers more degrees of freedom. We are asking them to make their own decisions, to go beyond what was been happening with traditional computer programming. That is to basically execute a sequence, even if long and complex, of command lines. How do we realize this? Well, it basically consists in feeding the machines with data and in providing them the capability to look for relationships, even if very subtle, among this data. It's with these two elements, data and models for interpretation, that artificial intelligence develops and builds its own knowledge, let's say its own experience. Well, I think that in this context, an historical perspective could be also interesting, so that we might be curious to know when the first artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms have been proposed. Well, there might be different answers, but my opinion is that to find the roots of artificial intelligence, we should go back to 1943, when the first mathematical model of neural networks were presented in the scientific paper, A Logical Calculus of the Ideas Immanent in Nervous Activity by Walter Pitts and Warren McCulloch. On this paper, for the first time, a single neuron is presented as an elemental nonlinear processing unit, and it's assumed to be connected to other neurons. In other words, a first rough but effective mathematical representation of brain. Now the point is all this dangerous? I think the answer is yes, might be. But just as much as it would be, or it has been, every time we are fascinated by a new technology and we want to let it grow, actually, the issue of developing a safe artificial intelligence is definitely to the attention of the communities of scientists and the researchers. The key point is that human beings should always act as supervisors. The rules, the guidelines, but most of all, the data on which the machine, as we said before, builds its knowledge, on which it will rely when taking its decisions, are provided by human experts, so that the machine, yes, behaves with a certain level of autonomy, but within a well-fixed playground, and the borders of this playground are decided by human beings.